it's too early. There are so many unknowns in terms of what's going to happen on the Palestine side, on the Palestinian side. The core issue right now is, where are they going to go? Egypt has said they cannot enter Egypt, but at the same time, diplomacy is still working, trying to strike a deal, the U.S. and Egypt, to take displaced Palestinians. But in terms of who will take over if Hamas falls, that is still too early to decide. This is my hope. I'm not speaking for anyone. This is my hope. There are groups in Palestine who are interested in a two-state solution. And hopefully that two-state solution can happen if there are more democratic voices that come to the top, so to speak. So if Hamas does fall and Palestinians are no longer under the grip of a terrorist organization, my sincere hope is that there are more democratic voices that can step into the leadership vacuum.
But at this point, when they're basically at war with Israel, I don't understand how they would be holding elections and all of that and going through the whole democratic process of electing new leaders.
Probably not. Just like in Ukraine, you know, elections are halted. I would imagine it would be something similar because, like I said, displacement right now is the main issue. Right now, of the 2.3 million people that live in Gaza, 180,000 of them are in UN shelters. So when I say displacement right now is the core issue, that absolutely is the core issue. So I agree. I don't think that elections will happen for quite some time.
Are you concerned that other countries are going to get involved either on the side of Israel or the Palestinians in the occupied territories? Could this lead to a wider conflagration of the conflict?
If you're speaking about Iran, you know, a lot of people are asking, are very concerned about Iran's role. And as far as I understand, Iran is saying that they did not have any direct involvement, and we don't have evidence of that. In fact, John Kirby was very clear to reject claims in the Wall Street Journal that said Iran had direct involvement. Now, we do know that Iran historically has definitely helped train terrorists and cultivate terrorists. But in terms of Hamas's attack, we are not sure. If we are thinking about diplomacy, I know that there are other countries involved like Qatar who are definitely trying to negotiate between Israel and Hamas in terms of letting hostages go, especially women and youth. But other countries getting involved, again, it's still too early to determine that. But I know right now Iran is the country on everyone's mind, and they have said they are not directly involved.
On the diplomacy front, what is Egypt doing?
Egypt is talking to the United States. They have made statements that their border is closed, but that doesn't mean that diplomacy ends. So I do know that there are talks that are happening. I do not know what the outcome of those talks will be, but as of yesterday, the Israeli government corrected their statement where they urged Palestinians to go to Egypt because Egypt has said, no, 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 our borders are closed. However, diplomacy lines are still open, and I am a diplomacy first person. So I'm hoping that through diplomacy, Egypt will say, okay, we will take maybe women, maybe youth.
You talked earlier about the two-state solution idea that has been floated around before. Do you see that as a realistic option right now?
This is the beginning of the war. I honestly don't know. As you know, war it's chaos. You can't really project anything, especially this early.